And we are happily going to go to the phones. Is this Daphne?
Yes.
Hi. I'm sorry we had to delay your call for a little bit. We didn't want you to have to wait while Peter was singing.
Yeah, that was the perfect time to listen to Peter.
Yeah, he really issued a lovely tribute to Anne too this past week. So you knew her and interacted with her. What did you want to share?
Well, I admired Anne Feeney, and I was introduced to her through my husband, Charlie Anderson. But as Peter Yarrow was speaking, it reminded me that she hosted the Pete Seeger Memorial Service at the Unitarian Church in Shadyside.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, she was never at a loss for words. And one of the funny things she said just before she introduced Tom Hoffman's band, you know, everybody, all the local folks were singing Pete Seeger songs. She said, it was crowded. I mean, the church was packed. We were sitting on the floor, I think. But she said, gee, if they wanted to take out the Pittsburgh left, all they would have to do is bomb this place.
That's back when you could say something like that and not...
and yeah, not right. Well, it wasn't that long ago. I think it was in 2010.
Yeah, it wasn't long ago at all. I remember that show. I am pretty sure she was either in the studio or here by telephone like you are to talk about it. I wasn't there. I remember a show. I want this story to come off correctly, but we saw her, I think at Wilkins School Community Center, and it was really cold. It was around this time of the year. It was really, really chilly. And Anne sang a song about the Exxon Valdez oil spill. She sang a coal mining disaster song, and then a No Nukes song. And I believe there was one about a natural gas explosion. And later I said with a smirk on my face, I said, this is why it's so cold in here. There's no energy that we're allowed to have. And that's what Anne was, you know, as many people. And of course, that had nothing to do with the temperature. But she was really in favor of renewables and looking at those sorts of things way before mainstream. Just an amazing person.
Yeah, she had a good way of taking center stage and making it relatable to everybody for the things that were on her platform. She actually ran for a seat in Swissvale. I know this because she appeared at a campaign event that our son had on Penn Avenue just in 2017, and she sang some songs, and when we were sitting on the street during a break, she said, you know, I ran for public office once, and we're like, wow. She said, but I lost.
Wow, I don't remember that at all. She lived in Swissvale, so yeah. It's not surprising. You reminded me, I haven't mentioned all morning, that she was president of the Pittsburgh Musicians Union, the first woman president of any musicians union of that type, and I think still the only woman president of that union. And that's an interesting union because it has a lot of different members, if my memory is right. I mean, the different types of members, symphony members as well as gigging musicians and others.
The Pittsburgh Labor Day Parade, Charlie, I remember saying, there's Anne Feeney. And at the G20 Parade in 2000, was that 2010 too?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
She was on the steps of the city county building singing, and Charlie said, there's Anne Feeney. It was like always, there's Anne Feeney. But one time, we went to a concert at Godfrey Daniels Coffee House in Bethlehem, where our son went to school, and she was there to see Anne Feeney. So we got there early to have a seat, and it was dark, and she comes in because the musicians would have to come in the front door of this place and park in front, and I think she got a ticket that night. But she came in, and we're sitting across the room, and she said, "Charlie Anderson, is that you?" That was the first thing out of her mouth. And I'm like, "Wow, Charlie." But she was at Pitt when he was at Pitt, so they knew each other. They were friends. I think he played in the gig for her. He played flute. But, yeah, she had such a presence of mind, and I enjoyed her company anytime I was in it. She came to a house concert at our place once. We had John Lilly here, and they talked about song contests that they had been in, and they were changing songs, and it was quite a nice event. Terry Hayes brought her to our house for the concert, and it was fun. It was right before she left Swissvale. Loved Aunt Feeney.
Yeah, I'll miss her a lot, but she sure left us not just with a lot of memories, but a lot of artifacts to still enjoy. I've been listening to her 12 albums all week as much as I can, and there's a few songs I didn't know about that she did. It's not surprising, but there's a lot to discover of her life still. So
when she was going through cancer treatment, and you know, her beautiful hair was gone, she wore a hat at an event for Jim Furlow over in Millvale at the what's the name of that place in Millvale, the big old church converted into a concert hall.
Oh, Mr. Smalls.
Yeah.
Mr. Smalls. And she had like a top hat on, I think, right?
Yeah, but she threw that top hat off because it kept getting in her way. And, you know, and then she sang a song that I really liked about nurses. And, you know, I have a couple of rock star nurses in my family, and I loved that song.
Is it "We're Nursing as Fast as We Can"? That one's, there's one called "Punching In Is All We Do." But then there's one that's relatively new about how overworked nurses are.
That's the one.
Okay, we do
have
that one.
Because it is so true.
We do have it, and in fact, we will play it.
Could you play it?
Yes, I'm looking.
I love everything you've played this morning, Larry. It's a great program. Thank you for doing it.
Oh, thanks. We will play that. I think we can play it next. As long as I'm going to get a magnifying glass for some of the screens in front of me. I know I have it. There it is. I just found it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very timely song. Oh, my gosh. Well, rest in peace, Aunt Feeney, and all you friends out there who loved her, too.
Thanks, Daphne, and best to Charlie Anderson, too. Take care.